Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. You know the old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Well, that's what we're doing. We can't stand this heat. I know we came to Florida because it's warm year-round, but now the whole United States is more than warm year-round. Everybody's complaining. Everybody's talking about the heat, how hot it is, global warming, consuming of the mountains and the ice and... Well, that's what we're doing. We can't stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen. We're getting out of the kitchen. That's right. We're headed to Iceland. Iceland has been the destination of a few of my friends that have seen it, and I've always wanted to go to the Scandinavian countries. We've been in 70 countries around the world, but never Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland, and Scotland. So that's what we're doing. We're heading to where it's cool. They said bring coverings for your shoes because you'll be on the glaciers. Be sure that you have a lot of rain gear, rain slicks, umbrellas, hoodies, lots of gloves. Keep your hands warm. I know. I just, you can't please everybody. And as my husband says, if it's hot, you want it cold. If it's cold, you want it hot. If it's tall, you want it short. If it's light, you want it dark. That's not necessarily true. I can take the heat to a certain extent. But when I get in my car, in the garage, mind you, it hadn't been out in the sun, and the temperature is over 100, it's time to head north. So that's what we're doing. We have a sweet friend in my Heart Sisters group who is a travel agent, and Lisa has put together the dream trip of a lifetime. We're headed to Iceland first. That's where we'll spend our 51st anniversary on August the 19th. We're leaving a day before that. And the main part is that we then get to spend a couple of days, 2, 3, 4 in each country. And we're going to be gone quite a while. So we've got someone watching the house and we have someone taking care of the plants and the pool, etc. But those of you that think about it, please put water out for the poor pets and animals. And we just pray every time we walk by a construction crew. Think about it, out in the 100 degree heat, working with concrete or blacktop, or having to get up on the roof, or any of those who have to work for their family income outside and you can't take a break from it. I know it's very difficult. And the worst I ever had seen was when I first began teaching. We didn't have air conditioning in this giant room where I was teaching drama. And it would get up to 90 in the room, but, you know, we just sweated and kept going and turned the fans on and did a lot of sitting activities instead of hyperactivities. I know that many of you have taken care of and still are taking care of parents or grandparents, and especially the elderly need to not be in this heat. I just used to hate it when they would find some sweet old person, especially when we lived in St. Louis, because there were high-rise apartments and sometimes there wouldn't be air conditioning or it would just go out. And these elderly people didn't have the wherewithal to get up and go outside or to call for help or to go down to the floor where the person at the desk was to let them see if they could help them out. And it just saddens me to know that there are those that don't have a choice. And especially be on the lookout for babies or pets or small children that are left in cars while parents or grandparents think, I'm just going to run in the store for a minute. They can be out here. And even when you keep the windows cracked, it's very possible that they could succumb to the heat. So please be careful. And I always look in the cars next to me and down the way when I'm walking into a store just to make sure. There is a great scripture when Job in the Bible was suffering through all of his time. In 24 of Job, verse 19, it says, "Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so doth the grave to those which have sinned." Oh, I talked last time about the burning hell. We have no idea what heat is until we find out if there really is an all-consuming, burning, heating, overwrought hell. And from what Scripture says, it talks about that. So nobody's going to change their faith or come to believe because they want to stay away from the heat. But they may come because the heat of life, so to speak, all of the places that have just overcome you in whatever you're dealing with, your work, your family, your spouse, your significant other, your children, finances, whatever it is, we can feel like literally we are just burning or burning up. And I don't mean the heat of fire, but I'm talking about just the heat of life. When it gets too hard to handle, you need to get cool. You need to find relief for that. And the relief that you can find from the fear of that eternal fire is, of course, to trust in Christ as your Savior. But He's more than that. He's here to help you and guide you today. He said He'd be our counselor. He is our helpmate. He is our strength. He is our high tower. He is the one who will never leave us or forsake us. He will keep His arms wrapped around us and give us wisdom and discernment and direction. And that's how I have to live my life. I wouldn't even know where to begin if I didn't have Him. So my friend, if you've never trusted in Him as your Savior, let this hot day be the day that you do that. And I promise you, you will never, ever want to turn back again, because the cool, clear, collected freedom that we have in Christ is worth it all. God, I pray for those right now that are suffering physically, mentally, emotionally, those that are going through hard times with their family or friends or work or whatever it is that is troubling them. But more than anything, I pray that you would draw them by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would call them unto you and give them this new, abundant, beautiful life that you have promised. But it has to include you, because everything else pales in comparison. I thank you, God, that you are faithful to hear the prayers of the righteous, and those of us that are righteous are only righteous because we live and have our being. We move in Christ, and that's where we get our righteousness. So thank you, God, and thank you for the one listening. I pray that you will call them and bless them and keep them cool. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, my friends. I'm Dr. Pepper, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks, and God bless.